Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls Sarah Sanders a liar. By Penny Starr on December 3, 2018. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders a liar in a tweet to Sanders' father, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, after he tweeted to chide the Democratic Socialist for comparing her election to Congress to the 1969 moon landing. Ocasio-Cortez compares her election to moon landing. Huh? Huckabee tweeted, referring to the remarks Ocasio-Cortez made in a speech. Big difference. Moon landing was lunar, not loony. Moon landing done by PPL who knew what they were doing. Those who elected someone who thought there were three branches of Congress did not. Ocasio-Cortez responded on Twitter by saying that a fossil fuel America would take the same determination that the space exploration milestone took. She then slammed Huckabee's daughter. A Green New Deal will take a level of ambition plus innovation on the scale of the moon landing, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. We've been done it before, and can do it again. Leave the false statements to Sarah Huckabee, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. She's much better at it. Also, you haven't been a governor of any state for 10-plus years now, Ocasio-Cortez wrote. The Daily Mail reported that Ocasio-Cortez made the moon landing remarks at a press conference by the Sunshine Movement, a climate change advocacy group. We've done what we thought was impossible, Ocasio-Cortez said. We went to the moon. We electrified the nation. We established civil rights. We enfranchised the country. We dig deep, and we did it. We did it when no one else thought that we could. That's what we did when so many of us won an election this year, Ocasio-Cortez said. Ocasio-Cortez is campaigning for what she terms a Green New Deal, which would involve transitioning the United States to a carbon-free, 100% renewable energy system, and a fully modernized electrical grid by 2035, Newsweek reported. The Mail also noted that there are 214,750 registered Democrat voters in Ocasio-Cortez's district, and fewer than 28,000 cast ballots in the primary election where she vied with longtime New York Representative Joe Crowley. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.